You are now listening to another episode of the Rebel Talk Podcast with your host, Latasha Ledbetter. Yes, girl. Happy New Year, everyone. I am so happy to be back and recording a new episode of the Rebel Talk Podcast. Thank you for joining. You could have been listening to anyone else. My name is Latasha Ledbetter, also known as the Rebel Queen. And for those of you that do not know me, I am a life coach, mentor, speaker, and author, and the owner of Rebel Queen Reloaded. So, I just wanted to come talk to you guys quickly. I know it's been a while. I've been trying to take better care of myself. Excuse me if I sound a little congested. I'm kind of getting over something. But I just wanted to talk to everyone today about this topic that's been heavy on my heart here. The title of tonight's episode is Baby Steps. This is about moving past motivation and overcoming fear. So I've discovered that the one thing to moving past motivation, and it helps overcoming fear, is movement, continuous movement. So, all right, so what do you mean by that? Well, let me go back to a phone conversation that I had last night with an amazing young lady that I'm going to be a part of. Her event that she's putting on is just awesome, and I'm so happy that she's doing this in my area. But she made a profound statement. Basically, she said that God wants to bless you and use you, but he can't if you don't take any steps or make a move. And it just got me to thinking. So I've been asking God to move on my behalf, to move this and to open this door and to open that door. But how is he going to do it if I don't do anything, if I just stay kind of stuck where I am? How many times have you been inspired to do something, whether it's write a book, start a movement, join a ministry, host the first of an event that doesn't even exist yet, but we allow fear to stop us dead in our tracks? And what fear exactly? Well, the fear of going against the flow of things, going against the grain, the fear of starting something new, the fear of failure, the fear of rejection, you know, the fear of what those familiar with us will think and what they'll say. These are all real things that so many of us, including myself, if not everyone in the entire world, has dealt with. I want you to understand this, and this is something I had to understand myself. The only thing that separates the successful ones from those of us that haven't even done anything yet is because they stay in constant movement. They stay in this consistent flow against the grain, against what society says is normal. They continue to take steps towards the things that they want, that they desire, that they know that they can have, that they dream of. They continue to take steps towards their purpose. You know, you've heard that saying, walking in your purpose. They take steps towards their greatness. So what's stopping you and I from greater in this moment even? I will tell you that I've stood in my own way for years because of the fears that I mentioned earlier. You know, starting at the end of 2018, I decided to start taking steps to live outside my comfort zone and to continue that into this year, and honestly to continue that into the rest of my life. I'm sick of the rat race. I'm sick of the normal flow. This is what you're supposed to do. Go to college, you know, get married, have 2.3 kids, buy a house with a white picket fence and be in debt and blah, blah, blah. I'm over the quote-unquote American dream. Now, I'll get into that. That's a whole nother episode there, demystifying the American dream. What about your dreams? What about those God-given dreams that you have? you know, the dreams that you really never told anyone because they were so outrageous. You're like, how is that even going to happen? One thing I'm starting to understand is that nothing great is formed inside of a comfort zone. Everything happens outside of a comfort zone. Like, think of your favorite celebrity, maybe your favorite recording artist. Sure, performing may be in their blood because they've been doing it since they were young, maybe. But there had to be a degree of fear before they went on stage for the first time and sung in front of a sold-out arena. Or even in front of 100 people. There's a starting point. But the thing that separates them from us that don't do anything is that they did it. They might have felt that fear, but they didn't let that stop them. Even if they didn't sound right for the first time that they sung in front of a huge group of people, it didn't stop them. They kept going. They kept taking vocal lessons, working on their craft, practicing, singing. The only way to get better at something is to continuously do that thing, right? So the only way to get to our greatness is to stay in constant motion, to keep taking those steps, even if they're baby steps. But yes, nothing great is formed inside of a comfort zone. Great careers are not made inside of a comfort zone. Great relationships are not maintained. Businesses do not thrive. Businesses don't even start. People are broke inside of comfort zones. Impact is not made inside of a comfort zone. It's not always about numbers. It's more about who we can serve, whose problems we can have, serve a solution for or to. So just think about it. Think about that for a moment. As you and I are sitting in our little bubble, you know, we're protected from rejection, but there's this whole other side of it as to we're also not letting the world experience the gift of what we have that can make the world better, that can have an impact. So you may be listening right now and you may feel kind of like I feel, like I was saying, I'm just tired of the normal, I'm tired of the normal status quo. And you may be feeling the deepest form of frustration and anger because you know that you were made for greater. But your need for the familiar, your comfort zone, has kept you from taking even the slightest chance or risk at doing something different. Just the smallest step even. Procrastination or the need for perfect conditions, they also keep us from moving forward. And all of that is tied to fear. All of it's tied to fear. There's no perfect time to do something. And I've heard some of my married friends say there's really no perfect time to even have a kid. You can feel that, oh, we're finally stable financially and we have this in line and we have that in line. But you may not realize that when you have your baby, the baby may come with complications and your medical bills may skyrocket beyond your savings. That's something you could not have really foreseen or even really prepared for. So there's really no perfect conditions. But we must get into movement and stay moving to overcome that fear that's tied to everything. I'm just telling you what is on my mind and what's on my heart, and that is how I'm feeling. And I'm not preaching at you. I'm mainly telling this for myself. So then, we need to be inspired and motivated. Sure, those are great things, but staying in motion after the motivation has left. You know, when life happens, on those days when you feel like giving up, on those days when the people around you will say stupid things to try to kill your dreams with their insensitive words, people who haven't done anything telling you, oh, that's not going to work. Oh, there's no way you can do this. Oh, there's no way you can do that because you have this going on. Who would want you because you have all of this baggage over here? Why would someone buy something from you because of how you look? Your hair's not even cute. Your eyebrows aren't done. Just stupid things like that. And sometimes we even say those things to ourselves. Or how about this? On days when all seems hopeless, because the bills start piling up, there's more months than money, you've done all you know to do at a job that is killing you and you cannot stand it. You've even started looking outside of that company, within the company, and it just seems hopeless. It seems like you're stuck. What do we do on those days when the motivation has left and you feel like giving up because you're faced with life in its messiest forms? The thing that comes to mind for me, for myself, and I'm not even giving advice, I'm just saying what is coming to mind for me. Baby steps to movement. Whatever your goals are, whatever you aspire to do, movement may look different for you than it does for me or someone else. And that's fine. You know, sometimes you cannot broadcast to every single person you know about what you're doing or what you're getting ready to do or what you want to do. But I'm telling you right now, you still need people. You need a circle that you can tell them, these are the goals that I have. This is what I'm doing. This is what I'm doing. And this is the roadmap that I think I can take to get there. You need people that are either already doing it or in motion to doing it, or maybe just even a step and a half ahead of you, who can help you. One, by keeping you accountable to the things you said you want, that you want to do on those days when life is messy, the kids won't act right, the husband's walking out the door, the relationship has crumbled, the guy has said he wanted you and then he ignores you, whatever's going on, the job lays you off, the director acts stupid and is condescending towards you and gives you nasty attitude every time you talk to them. Whatever it is, you need people in your circle. You need a support group, whether they're in person, through church, or a community, whether it's virtual. Most of my circle of friends is virtual now. Facebook is a wonderful tool. And I have a small group of Facebook friends who will snatch my edges and then glue them right back on because they want to see me win. They see the potential inside of me. They see the power that I possess inside of me. They want me to do more than just talk about it. They want me to be about it. They want me to see that. They want me to believe in myself. And they want me to be confident in the abilities that I've been given. And they want me to do the things that I say that I want to do because they know I can. They see it. They may not see the full vision because it wasn't given to them. But from what I've said to them, they're like, yo, that's dope. You need to do that. We're going to hold you accountable. You need those kinds of people in your circle. You need the kind of people in your circle you can go to and say, I am depressed. I don't know what to do. You need those people that will listen to you vent, that will let you cry. You also need one that's going to have some tough love and be like, yeah, it sucks, but you got to get up and you got to keep going. And you need the ones that will tell you when it's time for you to go to therapy. Yes, I believe in therapy. Especially for anyone suffering from depression, as if you've been listening for a while, you know I have. So you need those type of people. You need champions. You need pushers. You need people that'll pull things out of you. You need the encourager. You need all of them. So whether it's in person, it's virtual, or it's even through a paid membership, like a mastermind group, want to keep you accountable, to help bounce ideas off of things. To help bounce ideas off of each other, and they may be able to tell you, like share knowledge with you, you know nothing about, people you can learn from, and then people you can share your knowledge with, even if it's limited. Relationships, whether they're platonic, business, romantic, they require work from both sides. I should be giving you something, but I should be receiving something from you. Now, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying anything selfish about that. It's not one-sided. It's beneficial to both. It's not toxic. That's what I'm trying to say. But basically, you still need people in your circle. You still need people. God works through people. But baby steps, okay? Let me get back to the topic. Baby steps can be any type of movement. From researching online drop shipping sites because you want to start an online boutique. You want to sell t-shirts. Well, I have a connect over here that teaches a class. Let me connect you with that person. You know, if you were in my circle, I could hook you up with that person. But just researching, starting an application to college, starting the FAFSA. I cannot say that word. Sorry, guys. Hiring a business coach, updating your resume, taking a class to learn or to sharpen a skill that you have. If you want to code, I think there's even free classes for that. If you want to learn how to code, launching your website, or doing what I'm doing right now and even starting your own podcast. There's so many resources out there, but if you don't make the move to not even researching it, Google people. Google, YouTube, these things are free. There's no excuse now. You don't have internet at home? If you got a smartphone, there's no excuse now, seriously. And movement is movement. So whether you wanted to start a business, you don't know where to start, if you can't even hire a business consultant or coach right now, Google and YouTube are your best friends. So all I'm saying is, in 2019, let's move past the motivation and the inspiring quotes and the T.D. Jakes sermons, and let's move past those shouting moments and let's get into motion. All of that is great and needed, and I'm guilty of this, of, you know, running across the room and shouting and obasha and all that kind of stuff. But what about afterwards, the next day, and we still haven't done anything? When God tells us to do something, we need to get to a point where we go ahead and do it, even when it's scary, and even when we want to sit here and question it and be like, are you sure, God? Was that you? Did I really hear that? Or was that me? Or was that the devil? Or what happened? Let's get into motion. Let's do it. Let's just do it. Commit our plans to God, let's move. Let's get into motion. Even with prayer, you know, faith without works is dead. Again, I'm not preaching. I'm talking to myself. And if this is helping you, then I thank God. But faith without works is dead. So let's get in the motion. Let's do what we know we need to do. If we don't know what we need to do, we need to find somebody to help us. But baby steps. Movement is movement. Don't worry about what other people are doing. Get in your lane. Stay in your lane and do it. Even if your lane is you want to learn how to be a race car driver, but you also want to be a DJ. I mean, you can do all of that. Anybody can be president now, so you can do all things. But, you know, let's focus right now. For 6 months, let's focus on something. Let's see that thing to completion. All right, so that is really all I had to say for this episode of Rebel Talk Podcast. Thank you so much for joining me and listening to me. And I just want you guys to know that I'm back. I'm slowly coming back, but I'm back. I have missed doing this. I lost my motivation for a few months. Don't know if I talked about this last year, but I had a major surgery, and truth be told, I was down for a minute. I was down for a couple of months, but that happens with major surgery. But I thank God I made it through, and I'm making it through day by day. So thank you for joining me, and this year, I'm going to be speaking from the heart on some controversial but interesting topics. I stated that when I first started this podcast, but I was still a little bit afraid, but now I know it's needed. So thank you so much for joining me. If you have any questions, if you feel like you need any advice on things, I would love for you to start maybe a little advice segment. Email me at info@latashaledbetter.com, and I will see you guys I will talk to you guys the next time. Have a great week. Be blessed, be healed, and be humbled. This has been another episode of the Rebel Talk Podcast with your host, Latasha Ledbetter. Thank you for listening, and we will catch you on the next episode. Should you want to reach out to us to be interviewed or to sponsor, you may contact us at info@latashaledbetter.com. Yes, girl!